Lester, how are you this morning?
Very well, thank you, Macca. And
good.
Yourself?
Yeah, good. Good to have you on board. Now, look, you're facing so much at the moment. We'll talk about this conference very shortly, but everything from fuel prices to fertiliser shortages to everything else. Tough time to be a grazier.
Yes, it certainly is a tough time to be a grazier. And, I'm trying to speak with a number of our presenters for the conference, and they're saying, I can't book in to see you a week ahead. Give me a call the day before. That's how busy they are looking after their livestock.
What sort of questions are they asking at the moment, Lester?
What they're really trying to find out is when it's going to rain.
Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be very nice. Mm. And I hope we've got rain before our conference. But, you know, I think the big problems are, you know, where am I going to source my fertiliser from? I know New South Wales farmers are saying go in and lock in some contracts now so that you're not left high and dry. Fuel prices or fuel supply, that's a major issue. Wondering when it's going to end.
And Pastures and Grazing New South Wales are putting this conference on, which is no doubt going to provide a lot of information on this one. This is happening 28th to the 30th of July over at West Diggers in Tamworth. What can we expect?
Macca, this is a dedicated Pastures and Grazing conference. Yes, there are a number of conferences around that also address some pasture issues, but not 100%. So we're 100% a Pastures conference. And we've got, and we promote the science in pastures. So we've got scientific speakers, and we've also got producer speakers, as the producers provide the link between what's in research and what we can actually put on the ground. So they've adapted the research to their own experiences.
Seeing big changes in technology at the moment as well, and you guys are going to be facing both the challenges and the advantages of that.
Yes, there is some challenges out there, and we've actually got a speaker and a sponsor that's also going to help us address those issues with AI in pastures and grazing.
What are you looking to actually achieve from the conference as an organisation?
Well, what we really want to deliver is the latest science on pastures and grazing and the reasons behind the changes that you need to make.
Okay, and you mentioned some sponsors, obviously a good team behind this one as well.
Yes, we've got a really good team of sponsors, which we really welcome. They're assisting us with not only the production of the conference, but we're also inviting those sponsors to be chairs of our conference. So they'll be introducing speakers, talking a little bit about their own business, and helping the conference run smoothly.
Has much changed in the scene since COVID-19? I guess it's changed everything. How much has it changed for you?
Well, COVID-19, we had a conference in 2021, which was virtually a virtual conference, of course, because we couldn't have speakers. What it's done is changed how we're delivering our conference. So normally we wouldn't have worried about streaming the conference live, but what we've done now is we've got in face-to-face conference, we've got streaming, and also we've changed the way we do things. The papers presented will be on our website. They won't be producing a booklet, so they'll be there and easily accessible for members and producers.
This is a big community event for potential delegates, including graziers, mixed farmers, seed and fertiliser companies, agribusiness researchers, agronomists, TAFE also, and university lecturers. So quite a few members of the community, particularly primary producers, will get a lot out of this particular event.
Yeah, it's open to all those. We try to include that broad range. Traditionally, we've had probably 50 to 60% of producers attending, and that goes for a very good mix at a conference.
Yeah, absolutely. And we did mention tough times being fuel prices, fertiliser supply, cost of living being a big one, and now the drought as well. I guess the big question is, why is it important? All of these blokes and women are probably going to go, I can't attend that. I've got to spend time on the farm. I've got to work on the business rather than in the business. Why is it important for producers to still attend a conference like that?
Look, I think, Macca, there's an increasing need for efficiency, and that's been ongoing. But not only is it on the farm, but it's in the business. Working in the business, not on the farm, but in the business. We aim to provide these opportunities for efficiency across the farm and in the business. And if we can get some part of that happening at our conference, we'll be very excited.
Excellent. Well, there you go. The conference happening, Pastures and Grazing New South Wales. That's Lester McCormack, the chairperson. And this conference is on the 28th to the 30th of July at Westingers in Tamworth. All primary producers welcome to attend, or anyone who might get some interest, and that sounds like a fair portion of the community, to get some of those answers. Appreciate your time today, Lester.
Thank you, Macca. I do appreciate your time.